may be eligible to receive compensation of $5,000 to $50,000 or more in cases of exceptional harm, as well as other non-financial benefits, or you may choose to opt out of the settlement. Information about the settlement, deadlines, your rights, and the claims process is available at LGBTPurgeSettlement.com. That's LGBTPurgeSettlement.com.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Why does it do that? Why does it do that? It's supposed to function nicely, and every once in a while it just goes, boop, I'm not going to function nicely. No way. It's Friday, the 3rd of August, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest. Better known on the Musqueam territory of Ulkson. There we go. Better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. I've only said this speech, what, once a week for 4 years? What's that, 200 times? And I still need a script. Anyway, on the program today, it's the first weekend of August. Long weekend, holiday, Monday, Pride Parade on Sunday. Lots of stuff going on around town. We'll get you on top of what we can. We'll do our best in the 55 minutes left to us, and lots of local music in between. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick off with some music, a new release from an old friend, one of the first guests we had on the show, Lindsay Kupser, who just graduated from the Berklee College of Music in Boston and traveled back to Canada. She visited her family in Calgary, moved out to Vancouver, and eventually landed in Los Angeles, where she's starting off a very solid recording career. Her first, her next album, actually, it's not her first. Her second album is out in October. It's called For the Feminine, By the Feminine, and this is the first release from that one. It's a new song called Two.
I need space too. I need space
So congratulations again to Lindsay Kay for kicking off a what looks like it's going to be a very successful musical career. And she started here. She was one of our very first guests on Dave Radio back when we were old Student Union Building 4 years ago. And listen to her now. That's just fantastic. So it's Pride Week. You know, it's the big event, the big rainbow-flavored event that's going on all over town. And if you go on Facebook and you just type in Vancouver Pride, you just get inundated with thousands of events that are going on. But I wanted to tell you about something that's going on this weekend. And you can tell the success of a movement when it, over the course of several years, it goes from being an underground protest movement to being considered so mainstream that another underground protest movement has to kind of come up in its place. Well, this isn't a protest, but it is called an alternative pride. And it is with the theme Pride is for Everyone. Alternative Pride Festival is a grassroots artist-led music and arts festival celebrating LGBTQ artists, taking place over 5 days. And I just want to make sure I said that right, because I always get it wrong. How do you say that again?
LGBTQ.
That's right. Okay. So it takes place over 5 days, presenting 20 unique and diverse events, including warehouse takeovers, mystical garden performances, breathtaking city vistas, grimy underground after hours, curated restaurants, decadent boat cruises with out-of-this-world main events, all while raising money for some important Vancouver queer charities. I don't have a list of what the charities are, but you can... here they are. The official charity is the Loud Foundation. The Loud Foundation invests in future leaders in the Canadian
LGBTQ.
Right. Anyway, those people. We believe that by supporting the development of students who possess drive, vision, compassion, and knowledge, we can improve society and increase awareness of our diverse community. And I apologize to anyone who was offended when I said those people. I didn't mean you. Or them. Oh, now I'm just digging myself into a deeper hole. I'm trying to tell you about something. It's the big event is going on tonight. It's the Alternative Pride. Where is it? I had it here, and now it's just gone on me here. I have to go back. This is the fun part about Facebook. You know, you hit the wrong button, and off you go on a dazzling experience of fun and adventure. Here we go. The Alternative Pride main event is happening tonight at 10 o'clock at Open Studios. The address for Open Studios is 252 East 1st Avenue, Vancouver. It's just east of Main Street, sort of behind the Mr. Lube and the tire shop. You know, you just sort of go, turn, like you cross Terminal... No, not Terminal. Great Northern Way, that's right. 2nd Avenue, Great Northern Way. You cross that, you take a right at 1st Avenue, you go east about a block and a half, and you get to Open Studios. So this is the Pride Party for everyone, everybody and everybody with a capital B, because love and dance floors are not exclusive. Join us for the premier event of Alternative Pride Vancouver 2018. This is the coming together in a private and safe space where we celebrate our diversity, our shared struggle, and our desires. And so that is going on. It's these second floor venue, massive sound system, state-of-the-art visuals. I think I used to live in that building, as a matter of fact. Anyway... Tickets are $25 in advance or free if you have an Alternative Pride Festival pass. And all the details are linked on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So, yeah, you want to check that out. We're going to hear some more music now. This is a new release. It's a compilation. The disc is a compilation of local West Coast solo guitar music. And we're going to hear a track by Alex Archibald. This is Salish Sea Deep.
Do you like the sound of your own voice? Are you a student that has a lot to say about the University of British Columbia?
If so, there is a place for you.
The UBC Affairs Collective is a brand new collective at CITR 101.9 FM that brings students together to cover campus news, including research developments, arts and culture, live discussions, and lots more.
The collective produces a weekly radio show, the UBC Happy Hour, that airs every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You can find all the episodes podcasted online at citr.ca.
Send an email to ubcaffairs@citr.ca if you'd like to get involved. No prior radio experience is necessary.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Existential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus. Join Joe Dworczyk and her comrades in stand-up comedy on August 13th at the Yuck Yucks Comedy Club as they attempt to make you laugh for a good cause, raising money for the Residents for Independent Living Society. The lineup includes Megan Milton, Andrew Valance, Julia Stretch, Claire Pollock, Haley Beamish, and Byron Bertram, with Katie Ellen Humphreys as the headliner. The doors are at 7 with the show at 8, with all money going directly to the Residents for Independent Living Society. For ticket information, go to yuckyucks.com/Vancouver.
So our friends at Vagabond Theater in New Westminster are doing an evening of one acts. It's two one-act plays that they're presenting from now until Sunday, I think it closes, yeah, at the Burnie Leg Theater in sunny New Westminster in Queen's Park. Now, here's an interesting cross-promotion thing going on here. You've heard me talk about Ensemble Theater Company, the company that is doing the three plays and repertory at the Jericho Arts Center in Point Grey in Vancouver. And one of the plays they're doing is A Few Good Men, written by Aaron Sorkin, the guy that gave us The West Wing. And one of the things that Ensemble Theater does is they have these little brunch things on Sunday. And last week on Sunday, they presented a play by Aaron Sorkin called Hidden in This Picture. It was the very first play that he ever wrote. And funnily enough, Hidden in This Picture is one of the two one acts that are being done at the Vagabond Burnie Leg Theater by Vagabond Players in Queen's Park this weekend. So if you've already seen the reading, you can actually see the play acted out. And if you missed the reading, you can go watch the play live. The other play is called Possible World by John Mitten. Or is it Mitten? Anyway, The possible worlds, the story is two lovers experiencing a baffling series of relationships together, each one just slightly and tantalizingly different. And the story about Aaron Sorkin's Hidden in This Picture is a first-time director dealing with an egotistical writer, a penny-pinching producer, a dim-witted assistant, and an invasion that threatens to ruin his Oscar-winning shot. So those two shows are going on, as I said, the Burning Lake Theater in New Westminster in Queen's Park, presented by Vagabond Players. You can find out more, get tickets and all that, jazz at vagabondplayers.com. Or check out their Facebook page, and we've shared it on the Dave Radio page as well. Also going on tonight, it's first preview of Fighting Chance Productions' version of Guys and Dolls, the 1950s musical about 1930s life on Broadway in New York City, sort of the underworld part of New York, and it's got some of the greatest songs of all time, including the title track. And we took this one from the soundtrack of the movie with Frank Sinatra.
Do you know what is at stake here? Nathan Detroit's crap game. Because of a dollar. I cannot believe that a number one businessman like you could let himself go and fall in love with his own fiancée.
All right, so Adelaide is my weakness. Can you not be tolerant that I have got a weakness? Especially since this weakness is a sad condition that guys are in all over the world? Look, what's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. It's a picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over.
Love is a thing that has licked them.
And it looks like I'm just another victim. Yes, sir.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal.
Call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dog.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet there'll be mink in it for some dough.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford,
it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fall the roll.
Call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet he's been blowing it on some dow.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the heck do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When some lazy slob gets a good steady job and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol.
Call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
I love that line about smelling like Vitalis and Barbasol. Anyway, Guys and Dolls is at the Waterfront Theater. First preview is tonight. Opening night is Wednesday? Is it Wednesday? Previews, pre-show chats. Yeah, Wednesday. Anyway, we are hoping to have the director, Jen Serratos, and hopefully some of the cast in live on the show next week. So you get out there and get that. Details on Facebook or at Fighting Chance Productions.ca. Let's play some more music here. This is a local band, kind of, what do they call themselves? Deep desert grooves drenched in the gloom of the Pacific Northwest. There you go. They're called Bort. And their latest CD is Crossing the Desert. This is the opening, the lead track, part number one. I'm sounding very silly today, aren't I? Must be the coffee. Anyway, this is White Desert Sky. You know, when you look at the cover art, you'd think this is like Sons of the Pioneers or Gene Autry or something, but no. No, no. Bort is nothing like that at all. But they're pretty good anyway. So, let's see. Where are we at now? Let's see. Did we just... We may have. Anyway, our dear friend Jacques Lalonde is doing another comedy workshop. It's a four-week program with master laughologist Jacques Lalonde. And if you don't know who Jacques is, you probably haven't been around. Jacques is probably the longest continuous... Actually, he holds like a record for being most continuous appearances at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Probably any Fringe Festival, for that matter. He's been doing it for almost 30 years. He has appeared at Just for Laughs in Montreal. He did some comedy at the Vancouver Comedy Festival during the Olympics and all kinds of stuff. He'll teach you all about stand-up, improv, how to write comic stories or films, as well as how to just be funnier in life all the time, just like he is. You can learn, and you can also learn his 22 principles of comedy, plus a few vice principles. And if you ask him, he'll explain which of the 22 principles that was. Like that. Anyway, it's happening on Gravel Island, 1411 Cartwright Street, starting on August 9th, which is next Thursday, at 7 o'clock. And it goes, let's see, it's 4 weeks. And so he doesn't really explain the dates very well, but it starts on the 9th. If you want to find out more, you can check out his Facebook page. Just look at Comedy Workshop with Jacques Lalonde, and we have shared it on the Dave Radio page as well.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm here to tell you about Rocket from Russia Fest, which will take place on August 16, 17, and 18 at the Astoria. This festival is the celebration of great local scene which we have in the city. Rocket from Russia Fest features 18 great local bands, including performances by The Hextalls, 20th year anniversary show, Needles and Pins, Cambridge will play a reunion show, Yubi Gideon, The Greatest Sons, Jesse Leborde, and my band Russian Tim and Pavel Bores. Rocket from Russia Fest, 3 days of live, local, amazing music. August 16, 17, and 18 at the Astoria. 3 day passes and individual night tickets available on showpass.com. This is gonna be a great success.
Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
July 29th to August 5th is Pride Week in Vancouver. Check out events across the city, walk in the Trans March, Dyke March, and Pride Parades, and remember to stay hydrated. From all of us queers and allies at CITR Discorder, to all of our LGBTQIA2S+ listeners, happy Pride.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
not a doctor, but I do play one on radio. At Pacific Theater this weekend, House of Arms. Welcome to the town of Aries. It's owned and divided by two families, the Creoles and the Cunninghams, whose rivalry is as old as the town. Since fighting is punishable by a mutually agreed-upon law, both families try to quell their hatred toward each other. Power-hungry and full of spite, this is a hard law to keep clean by both families. House of Arms is an improvised, episodic, inspired by the tale of the two feuding houses of Romeo and Juliet. So that's going on at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. It's an improvised episodic thing. So it's basically an hour of stage fighting by people who are trying not to fight. It only costs $10. It's at 8 o'clock. There's a show tonight and a show tomorrow night as well. And I think that's it. Is there another one? Yeah, that's it. Just tonight and tomorrow night. And in association with House of Arms, there's a fight lab. It's a fight and movement workshop that's happening in the afternoon. There's one tonight. There's one today at 1 o'clock. There's also two tomorrow, one at 10 a.m. and one at 1 o'clock p.m. It's a fight and movement workshop to help enhance performers in the art of stage combat. There's different emphasis and different instructors on different days. So for today, the one at 1 o'clock is called Poi Flow Arts, and this involves swinging tethered weights through a variety of rhythmical and geometric patterns. Learn the basics and fundamentals of flow arts using poi. On Saturday, there's two workshops, one at 10 o'clock on Small Sword. That one looks like it's full, but you can check it out anyway just in case somebody drops out. And that's using the art of French Small Sword through drills and fight choreography. And then there's also one at 1 o'clock called Found Weapons. This is how to use everyday objects for fight choreography. Basically the Jason Bourne style of fighting, or Jackie Chan. Every object presents different opportunities and how they're used. Explore the differences of using objects that are hard, soft, flexible. It changes the dynamic of the fight and the character choices. So that's going on at the Pacific Theater, and everybody that participates in the workshop will also get a ticket to see the play. Or the improvised episodic House of Arms. So it's all in all, it's a great combination of events, workshops, and theater to check out. I think the whole thing costs like $25, $26.75, I think is the full price. But check it out. Go to Pacific Theater. Also look up Affair of Honor or the play, which is House of Arms, and it's all at Pacific Theater at 12th. And Hemlock. Okay, it's time now for Dave Radio Callboard, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Just go on out there and do it. The Cold Reading Series, a monthly event at the VFS Cafe, 390 West Hastings, is happening on Monday, August 13th, so just 10 days away. And if you're not familiar with Cold Reading Series, it's an opportunity for actors to sort of practice and exercise their cold reading skills. It's also an opportunity for writers to have their scripts read out loud in front of an audience. It happens once a month at the VFS Cafe at Hastings and Hamilton. And what happens is you show up around 6:30 and you get your name on the cast list, talk to the producers, just give a quick, 30-second pitch of what your cold reading experience is, some of your stock character types, how you would describe yourself, it's easier for them to find the right part for the right person. All actors, writers, directors, and any creative type is welcome to join, and they're looking for a variety of backgrounds, ethnicities, ages, genders, and non-genders, so please, everybody show up for this. As I said, it's at the VFS Cafe, 390 West Hastings, Monday, August 13th. Casting starts at 6:30, show starts at 8 o'clock. Naked Goddess Productions is casting for their Christmas show, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, by Barbara Robinson. It's directed by friend of the show, Tamara McCarthy. It's going to be happening in December at the Havana Theater on Hastings Street. The auditions are August 17th at the Havana. They're looking for 3 adults between the ages of 30 and 50 and 12 young actors, sort of 6 to 14 age range. They do request that the young actors have some theater experience or training. If you want to get an audition on this, you submit to info@nakedgoddessproductions.com. The Fire Hall Arts Center is casting for a brand new adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's Enemy of the People. It's called The Enemy. It's going to be on stage at the Fire Hall starting October 18th. And the auditions are happening in August 23rd and 24th. The play is set in a BC community in which a female Dr. Stockman discovers contamination in the local Healthy Springs Spa and Water Park and finds herself accused of wanting to destroy the local tourism industry. There you go. If you want to get involved, you can email firehall@firehallartscenter.ca or just check out their website, which is firehallartscenter.ca. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops is still looking for assistant stage managers and ASM for the upcoming production of Vimy by Vern Thiessen. That is running from September 10th to November 3rd with a possible extension to the 17th. Deadline for submission is today, and you can email your applications to Dawn, D-A-W-N, at wctlive.ca. Today's also the deadline for submissions for the Globe Theatre in Regina, looking for an assistant technical director. That job posting is available on their website, globetheatrelive.com. Stratford Festival, you still have a few days left to get on for their assistant directing position. For one of the plays for the festival's 2019 season. If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, stratfordfestival.ca, and look up Langham Workshops, L-A-N-G-H-A-M Workshops. Shaw Festival at Niagara Lake in Ontario is holding their general auditions, and that will be in Toronto, August 20th to 30th. You can find out more about that at shawfest.com. Opera Mariposa is looking for singers for a sassy new production of Mozart's Cose fan tutti. The production is happening in November. The production is, at the Marple United Church. The auditions are on Sunday, August 5th at the Carousel Theatre on Granville Island, looking for principal artists for all roles, not looking for chorus at the moment. You can send in your digital audition tomorrow. Find out more at Opera Mariposa, MARIPOSA.com. Another opera one, Young People's Opera Society of BC, is holding simultaneous auditions for 2 shows, Amal and the Night Visitors, which will be their Christmas show, and then Elixir of Love, which will be up in the spring. And these auditions are happening on August 12th and 19th at the Bethany Newton United Church in Surrey. And you can email Dolores at yposbc.org to sign up for an audition time and get more information. And finally, Vancouver Opera is looking for energetic, captivating male and female dancers who can do waltz, can-can, and national dance sequences in The Merry Widow. And that will be happening in October. Rehearsals begin September 24th. They do prefer that you have some training, preferably ballet and modern, and the ability to sing is a requirement. If you want to apply, you can send in your resume, headshot, and bio by August 15th to Adrian Wurz, A-W-U-R-Z, at vancouveropera.ca. And if you want details on these or any audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. All right, we've got time for one more piece of music. This is a little jazz here from Jen Hodge and the Jen Hodge All-Stars. We'll be right back. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because Audrey's up next, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and Nardwar the Human Serviette presents at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Happy Pride. Happy BC Day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Empty space you left.